we're not going to have everything for everyone. And we know that. And we encourage people to get out and experience Southwest Louisiana. Check out the food. Check out the culture. It's going to drive you back. We may miss out on 2-3 hours this trip, but we're going to make it up. And the more trips that you come back, and so are the local businesses that are in the area.
Thanks for joining us on Louisiana's Playground Podcast, your roadmap to all things Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm Brady Raynard.
And I'm Jillian Corder. We're excited to bring you the authentic stories and experiences of Southwest Louisiana. We've got all the tools you need to build your own personal Lake Charles itinerary.
This is a fun show.
Yes, it is.
I promise you, you're going to be, ear next to the speaker type of listening intently and close, right?
Yes.
Episode 72, we talked to Bobby Thornton of L'Auberge Casino Resort. And boy, did we get the scoop on the whole Jason Josh, 20 years of L'Auberge. A lot going on in the premise there of L'Auberge.
A lot in the works.
Sure, sure. And so we kind of go behind the scenes on Jason Josh and what they enjoyed here and how they got here in the first place. Mm-hmm. And so much more. That's upcoming on episode 72 of the podcast.
That's right. But we're going to begin the show as we always do with a taste of Southwest Louisiana. In that segment, we like to call On V Eats.
This is easily one of the most anticipated episodes of On V Eats. Mm-hmm. We're talking Ball's Fried Chicken, and it's Chick-N, just if you want to know. That's how they have the title on their sign.
If so you're searching it.
It's Chick-N.
Chick-N. That's right. And Ball's is just a staple in Lake Charles. Been here since around the turn of the century, if
sure.
you will. About 2003, I think. And went away after the hurricanes in 2020. Hurricane Laura just really did them in, unfortunately, like so many other businesses here in town. And then they got hit by a tornado as they were about to reopen a few years back. Mm-hmm. And so they just, but time after time, they get hit and they get right back up. And this reopening, so highly anticipated by everybody in town. I talked to Angela the day that Ball's reopened, and they had, first of all, a line wrapped around the block, literally, over 500 customers on day one, and ran out of chicken.
And Angela's the owner, correct?
Yes, and that's yeah. And Angela's like, it's so incredible. She just thanked everybody so much for what an outpouring of support. It proved to them that all this effort and work it took in the last 5 years to get back up and running was so entirely worth it.
If you make a whole Mount Rushmore of Lake Charles restaurants, Ball's is up there with anyone else you want to list. That's what people know. And that's why there's so much excitement for it. And man, it was a long time coming, as you said. And it's so great to see them back. And honestly, they used some of that time off to kind of perfect a little bit and kind of self-reflect on what they do. And they improved their chicken. I think I like it even more than when I loved it before.
I don't know.
And I love it even more so now.
I don't know
now.
If it's that whole absence makes the heart grow fonder thing.
Could have been as well.
Or if it's just actually better than it was. But I've heard everyone say that they are in fact back and better than ever. So I've heard a lot of people say that.
Yeah. Well, and they did say they kind of worked on some things. So, I think it was a little bit of both, to be honest with you. Let's open up. Obviously, it's a Southern fried chicken establishment. So it's all the usual suspects and that mixed in with some Cajun Creole items, things like fried okra you don't always get in places like this. And then red beans and rice is one of the sides. They have a limited menu currently, but as they continue to get a little bit further past their opening, they're going to expand that menu back to what they used to have, things like fish and seafood and stuff like that.
Yeah. All right. So, Brady, do you want to kick us off? You ate the chicken.
Yes. I got the 8-piece. Not all for me. That would be impressive. So we could share with the office, because every single person in the office stuck their head out of the window and said, "You went to Ball's today.
Yeah. Did you bring me something?"
And was angry. So that's the level of chicken we're talking here. And look, let me tell you, this is not a mild piece of chicken. If you like mild chicken, this will not be your favorite. But if you like spicy chicken, boy, do I got some fried chicken for you. Yes, so much flavor. And I honestly, I don't know how they do it. I can guess that they maybe inject their chicken kind of like people do like a fried turkey. Mm-hmm. I don't know, because the seasoning is in parts of the chicken that you shouldn't be able to reach.
It's deep down in there.
Yes. And it is so good. And it's so juicy. And it's got so much crunch on the outside. And it doesn't like weigh on you heavy either. So it's light, crunchy, juicy, flavorful. There's just so much going on for it.
It's got such a good crisp to it that when you're eating the chicken, not just when you're biting into it, but just when you're like tearing it apart, you can hear it.
Yes.
You know it's good.
Oh, you can run the knife across and you can.
Yeah.
It's perfect fried chicken. I have no other way to say it before. And it, like you said, back better than ever. It's now back on the, when you're like Charles, you need to swing by.
Yeah, just plain and simple.
There's no if this and if you're in Lake Charles,
you gotta
need to swing by.
Gotta do it for sure. I eat the red beans and rice as like my meal there. So it's so good, really great consistency. You know, sometimes you get the red beans and rice that I don't know. It's not all one product together. It's mm-hmm. like red beans on top of rice, right? This is not. This is that. Yummy, well-mixed, perfect consistency, thick.
It's a red bean gravy.
It is. It's that perfect thickness to it. It is spicy. Okay. And I don't think that's just me saying it because I can't handle spice, but it does. It's full of flavor, but it also packs a pretty good kick to it. It's just that awesome, like, home cooking kind of food.
I agree.
Really, really good. And then you got fried okra.
Of course.
And I even ate some of it.
And you even liked it.
I even liked it.
That tells you how good. Jillian does not like okra.
No, that's weird.
At all. She's never even tried okra for me. She ate okra, multiple pieces of okra from this fried okra basket. Which tells you that this is some great fried okra.
It's very good.
And look. Everything is heavily seasoned. So, like, nothing is under-seasoned by any stretch of the imagination.
They're not mailing it in with, like, any side.
No.
So, some places, like, you go and there are certain sides that are really well done and other ones that they're just like, oh, yeah, let's also throw in whatever. This is not. Like, they're not mailing it in. They take, like, good care and time on every single thing you could order.
Yeah. Do you know the meme of, it says, like, a 1,400 peasant would have his mind blown by one Cool Ranch Dorito. There's more flavor in one Cool Ranch Dorito than they've eaten in their life.
I have not seen that, but okay.
But that's how I feel. There's more flavor in one bite of Ball's fried chicken than a peasant had in his entire 1400s life.
I'd venture to say much more recent than that. this would still blow people away, for sure. And also, though, they do have some desserts there. Yep. They're not made in house, but still local.
Mm-hmm.
Still local. Niecy sweet dough pies are out of Crowley. That was really good. Sweet potato pie. Little tiny pie, little personal pie.
But perfect size.
Yeah. And it was really yummy. Really, really good. And then they also had some like pecan praline.
Mm-hmm.
So sugary and good. I ate like a bite of it and I told everybody, here, y'all want the rest. And then I proceeded to eat the rest of it. So I didn't share. Shame on me. But
Shame.
Man, it was good.
Shame.
Man, it
the
was
pie
good.
Was great. The sweet dough, great cinnamon flavor. So very, very good and worth your time there. And the location though is very convenient, which is really nice. It's just off of Interstate 10 on Enterprise. And it'll actually be across the street, you know, roughly, from the new Mardi Gras Museum when it opens soon.
That's right. And it's just a couple of steps away from the Nellie Letcher Park.
Yep. So a lot near it as well. So like I said, a very convenient location, and it's just outside of downtown. And in some instances, you consider it downtown Lake Charles too.
Yeah. Very, very much so. City center, if you will. Mm-hmm. And just exit Enterprise and head south, and it's right there. Ball's Fried Chicken. Don't miss it.
From a great meal to a great guest, we welcome on Bobby Thornton, who is a veteran in the casino space, over 2 decades worth of experience, just recently starting here in Lake Charles at L'Auberge Casino Resort. And what a time and what a year to do so, celebrating 20 years. Welcome to the show, Bobby.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, Bobby, you know we've got big city amenities here in Southwest Louisiana and small town charm. It makes for a vast array of experiences that people can take part in. But we like to let our listeners know how you play in Louisiana's playground first. So some rapid fire questions, and I hear that you've maybe studied up on these.
Maybe
so
a little bit.
Maybe. Crawfish or gumbo?
Absolutely crawfish. 100%.
Okay. The atmosphere?
Atmosphere. Where else can you go and just sit down with friends, have a cold beer, and eat crawfish and just chill for an afternoon?
A full party. All right.
Absolutely.
Number two, poolside or beachside?
Beachside. Can't beat beachside, especially if you like the ocean, like fishing, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Got to go beachside.
I like the real deal. One with nature.
I can understand those that love the beach.
Can you? Because you prefer the pool.
No. I did not say I agree with those people. I said I can understand those people.
Brady's a...
You can tolerate those people.
I can tolerate those people.
Brady is a Anakin Skywalker. He's a I hate sand kind of guy. So
it's coarse and rough. It's everywhere.
Everywhere.
He hates it. Okay. Number three, concert or comedy show?
I'm going to go with a third option, even though I wasn't given it. Festivals.
Okay.
Festivals, because of the music, because of the food, because of the culture, because of the people. You get a little bit of
sure.
everything.
So leaning toward concert.
I mean, there is a third option that we haven't given people, but, you know, you found it.
Now I'm going to have to
Someone studied.
I'm going to have to rewrite these questions for the next one.
Well, look, let's get to the topic at hand. We're talking Low Bears 20-year anniversary. Y'all just celebrated last month. What does reaching this two-decade mark mean to Low Bears?
Oh, it's huge. Low Bears has been a big part of the community for those 20 years. We've got over 100 day one employees that are still at the property. You know, it's about really continuing the culture of Lake Charles, but bringing more people in and giving them that true gaming experience. When LeBarge opened, I actually was working at Delta Downs down the road and watched it go up, and we knew immediately it was going to be a game changer for the area. Mm-hmm. The selection of slot machines, table games, all the amenities, Lazy River, pool, spa, golf course. It just really upped the game, as it were, in Lake Charles, and just another reason that it could be considered a playground.
And I love that you guys saw it as a game changer. And I think that's the thing that I think a lot of people may not realize when they first see them, is that it's not a game changer because it's an amazing casino. It's a game changer because the casino is just a portion of what the resort is.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. From our beach to our pool to our spas to our restaurants, we've got partnerships with Drago's from New Orleans, with Aron Sanchez and our Johnny Sanchez restaurant. Great restaurant, by the way.
Great restaurant.
It's really just a small part of everything that LeBarge has to offer. The golf course is fantastic. If you're a golfer, get out there, go see the alligators. There are plenty of them out there. it just has been a part of Lake Charles for 20 years and has really tried to be a part of it. Our directors and vice presidents sit on over 25 boards in the community. We donate quite a bit, more than any other property I've ever been at, to the local community to try and really keep Lake Charles as exactly as you described it, small mm-hmm. town charm, but with just so much to offer.
Yeah. And I think, you know, some people, because it's been 20 years, right, kind of don't really remember a time without it, you know? And I mean, it went up when I was like 14 years old. And I know my sister worked there the first year it opened, right? And we got to go and visit her. And it was just like,
Is she still a day one employee?
She's not a day one employee anymore, but she was there. And it was, when we went to go visit, it was one of those places. It's like, what is this Disney World that I've just walked into? It had everything. It had all these restaurants and amazing things and shops. And I saw the Lazy River because I was, you know, 14. And I was like, that's where I'm going to be. I'll see y'all later. but it really was, you know, it's just an amazing opportunity for Lake Charles to have right here.
It really was. And it was the growth of the real big casinos. I mean, mm-hmm. Isla Capri was around, and it was a strong casino. I worked there for a little while as well, but it just stepped it up a notch.
Sure, sure. And I think that's another good thing here, too, is, of course, it's all competition with each other, sure, but it also boosts tourism in general, which is good for everybody, right? I mean, the fact that Golden Nugget and LeBarge share you know, the golf course sits, but you know, amongst both of you, and it, you got a trolley that goes back and forth, right?
Used to. Right now, the trolley's not running, but the concept's the same. We are next door neighbors.
Yeah,
and competing,
and good for each other, I think too.
Absolutely. And when casinos have come into the market, generally they've proven that we will boost the economy by a little bit, at least when the new casino comes in. So we were glad to see him come in. It really boosted the recognition of Lake Charles.
Yeah, yeah. Because when people are coming in, I think from out of state especially, they don't want to just hit the one. They maybe want to go and visit, you know, more than one. Typically. So I think it kind of helps. Healthy competition is always good.
Well, and then a lot of people are superstitious. If they're having bad luck at one, they are going to go try at another one.
You need to go try another one.
Why would you not?
Exactly.
I get that. I get that.
If you're having that bad luck. So let's not bury the lead, though, right? We've got to talk about this incredible story. Joss and Jace, the UK influencers, if you have been living under a rock or maybe just haven't been dialed into the Lake Charles area during that time, take a moment, Google it, Joss and Jace, and you'll find the UK influencers. You'll find plenty of stories. Lots of PR stories came from that. Their initial experience in Shreveport happened. You reached out on behalf of L'Auberge. Walk us through the decision and everything that kind of happened with that, please.
Sure. So I've been a follower of Joss and Jace for a while, especially Joss, where he critiqued American foods while he was over in England. And
that's rich.
Very rich, according to some of the desserts as he talked about. And so, you know, he's on my radar. I was subscribed to his channel, lying in bed one day, and I got elbowed. Hey, Joss and Jace are coming to Louisiana. I'm like, excuse me? So looked at the TikTok video. Sure enough, they were looking for recommendations on what to do. And knowing that they were the type of influencer that we wanted, you know, that they were, I'd rarely seen them say anything negative. Really were just wanting to experience whatever they could experience. I thought, you know, Southern Louisiana would be great for them. And L'Auberge, in my mind, at least doubly so. So took my shot, reached out, messaged them on TikTok and said, hey guys, VP of marketing at a casino. I got some rooms for you. Come check it out. No strings attached. What I didn't know and found out as soon as I went to their page and watched their next video was that they'd had a poor experience up in Shreveport at a motel that they decided to check into and were looking for somewhere to stay. So within 20 minutes, I had a response back, which is pretty amazing because there were probably hundreds of people hitting them up. And they basically, really? You got some rooms for us? And said, yeah, what time are you coming in? And so they said, we'll be there at 11. It's like, okay, so 3 hours to prepare for this. But really, it was really neat because when they came down, you know, I gave them a tour of the property. We talked about Lake Charles in particular and Southern Louisiana in general, because even though I grew up in Shreveport, I was born in New Orleans. And so I've got kind of a good working knowledge of the whole state and really just was looking for their expectations. And their expectation was, we just want to experience what Louisiana has to offer.
Yeah.
And so we said, we can do that. What do you want to do first? And, you know, they had a whole list. So, but that's how it kind of came to be, which, you know, I do want to point out that I am from Shreveport, grew up there. Shreveport is more than the one hotel that they stayed in.
Yes.
So there are a lot of folks who, you know, wanted to say this was a publicity stunt or whatever, but really it was about, you know, getting them out of a bad situation and just saying, hey, guys, that's not what Louisiana is. As a matter of fact, the first thing I did when they got here was offer to bring them back up to Shreveport, tour them around myself since I grew up there, and get them a hotel room in one of our sister properties. So just unfortunate it worked out that way, but it was great for South Louisiana.
Yeah, for sure. And look, credit Shreveport. They've had their own glow up the last decade or so. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good stuff going up there. My sister still lives there, still visit here and there.
My parents, my brother, same thing. Yeah. Love going up there. I was actually up there just about a week ago.
It just happened this way.
It just happened. Yeah, unfortunately. But you know what? I saw an opportunity to help fix it.
Yeah.
And there we go.
And, it was a win. It was a win for Southwest Louisiana entirely. And so glad that they came. And you got to show them some of the best stuff, too, that we have to offer.
And it was fun. These guys are crazy. Joss is a self-described Brit with golden retriever puppy energy, and he really is. if you haven't seen the videos, go watch. You can tell which one Joss is without having to hear them introduce themselves. He's the one running around doing crazy things, and then Jace is a little bit more logical, a little bit more grounded. But, you know, their big thing is food. That's how Joss started off, and so they wanted to go see the local spots, and I got to experience some of that with them. Didn't go to Daryl's with them. Would have liked to have seen that because I have a feeling that would have been pretty amusing. but got to go watch them try to eat crawfish, I guess is the best way to put it.
I mean, they literally ate a crawfish.
Yeah, they've eaten more of a crawfish than I ever have, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, down to rubbing their eyes without washing their hands and, you know, trying to stop them from doing that. Things like, you know, just a whole lot of fun.
Rookie moves.
Rookie moves. You could tell they hadn't been to Louisiana, or at least down here before.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that, and then Josh said it was on his bucket list to wrestle an alligator. Well, we weren't going to let him wrestle one, but we got quite a few of them on the LeBerge golf course.
Risk management said, don't touch them.
We didn't even tell risk management at that point in time.
After forgiveness later.
We figured that he would be a little allergic to whatever Josh was going to do anyway. So yeah, we just kept them out of it. But rode them around on the golf course. We actually had an employee golf tournament going on that day.
Oh,
so
fun.
Told all the employees, if you see an alligator, give me a call. So we'd like be on hole 6. Hey, there's an alligator in hole 11. And we'd tear off over to hole 11.
That's awesome.
The only thing we didn't do was drive across the greens.
Yeah. What was the reaction to that organic positive PR, things that you can only hope that you're able to achieve like that?
Oh my God. It was amazing. The comments on their videos, 90% of them so positive to both Southwest Louisiana and to us in particular. Some of the funny things, I like to be more behind the scenes, but I got stopped by a lady out in Lake Charles who saw one of the videos that I happened to be in, and she called me the savior of Lake Charles. And I'm like, no, but thank you. You know, I've had...
You are Iron Man.
Apparently, and I don't like it. I'm built more like maybe Hulk than Iron Man. I had team members come up to me on the floor and just tell me, hey, you're my hero. Nobody else has gotten people like this out here. You know, I think the best part of it for me, and I don't remember who told me this, but it really is true. When Lake Charles has been in the news lately, it's usually been for something negative. It's been for a hurricane or, you know, oh, well, there's oil and gas, but it's being cut out by this administration. This was a positive news story and was picked up by all the news stories. And so many people in Lake Charles, I think, needed that and wanted that, that if they recognize me, I have been told many times, you're the one. I guess I am, okay?
I'm that guy.
But it's really neat to be able to help foster something positive in the area as opposed to something negative.
Yeah, I think, you know, some of us also go a little blind to it because we live here and we don't experience it for the first time again.
Exactly.
Right? So whenever you see it through their eyes, through people who have never been here before, and they just happen to be really funny and personable and all that, but you kind of... It reinvigorates your love for this area. You're like, you know what? This is a really cool place where I live and work every day. I forget about it,
right?
But it actually is a really cool place.
I mean, and it made me think about when I was a young kid, we would come down and we would boat on the lake, and we would go to, I guess, what most recently was called the Pirate Festival, and we saw the Buccaneers, and it was all this different, cool stuff that really isn't done anywhere else, and you get to see it through their eyes. So you're absolutely right.
Obviously, such a cool win, and to see them do those things, what were some of your must-dos for them while they were here?
Well, obviously, the crawfish was a must-do.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to get them to see some big alligators as well, so we did bring them over to Port Wonder, who was able to direct them to an alligator farm. Just driving them around town, letting them experience what we experience every day was really kind of neat. Pushing them out to some of the nature trails, which I don't think really made the videos, but they had a blast doing it.
Yeah.
And then the food. For them, it's all about the food. And for us South Louisiana folks,
it's definitely all about the food.
So we wanted to make sure they experienced that. And it was really neat when they were out, just watching people come up to them, hey, let me help you with that. Or, hey, you need to go here. Or, hey, you need to check this out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's really neat, too, is that they love their fans and they interact with them so well that it makes them even more of a celebrity. We were sitting in valet waiting to go to Max Crawfish, Mary's Lounge, where they ate the whole crawfish shell and all. and Josh is talking to me, and then all of a sudden he just walked away, and Jace is like, don't do that. Don't worry. He does this all the time. And we saw an elderly lady walking across the crosswalk, and she had spotted them and recognized them, and she was shaking. She was so excited. And Josh just walked right up to her and started talking to her and, you know, sharing stories and helping her across the crosswalk. And it was just really neat to see these guys really be genuine like they truly are.
Yeah, I think that's always wonderful when you see these influencers or celebrities, and you really hope they're nice people because you think they are. You build them up in your mind, and then you find out that, oh, they really are good people. They really are nice. So maybe they have a little bit of that Southern hospitality in them too.
Absolutely.
it rubs off.
It rubs off.
It absolutely rubs off.
Let's talk about L'Auberge though. 20 years of the casino resort. You walked in today with an alligator stuffed animal. So tell me the story there.
So the alligator stuffed animal is directly attributable to when we opened the hotel. When we first opened the hotel, there were stuffed alligators that were placed on the pillows as part of the grand opening. And we thought it'd be really neat to do a callback 20 years and put on the 20th anniversary those stuffed animals on the pillows in the hotel as well. Guests love them. Mm-hmm. We've seen them just pop up everywhere now. People put them on social media themselves. You know, they've sent us pictures of them at their house. But we just thought it would be a fun way to call back to the grand opening of the property.
I love that. I love that so much. And so much has changed, like we talked about, just ever evolving there. Mm-hmm.
Always. That's one of the things with the casinos, you have to. If you don't continue to evolve, you're going to vanish, because what people find interesting changes, you know, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. We've gone from the premier casino in the area to just trying to make it better every day. And a lot of that is through our customer service. We try to make sure that we treat everyone as well as we possibly can. But a lot of it's through our partnerships too. We've partnered with Aaron Sanchez to create that Johnny Sanchez restaurant we mentioned earlier. We've got Drago's, which is a New Orleans legend with the charbroiled oysters. We've partnered with ESPN Bet, so best sports book in the market, in my opinion, giant screen, and we've just made it better. We've reconfigured the restaurant so that those under the age of 21 can now eat in the restaurant as well. So if you're looking for even, you know, a family outing, even though it's a casino, there are plenty of family-friendly options. We're trying to make the property more attractive to the boating crowd in Southwest Louisiana. So much of our life is on the water down here. We want to give them an option. So we're working on Tallulah's Beach. We just held a reggae festival out there a couple of weeks ago. We've got some other festivals that we're going to be holding throughout the year, because we're seeing, at least in Lake Charles, there seems to be fewer festivals than there used to be. Mm-hmm. So we want to go ahead and try and offer that to both locals and non-locals alike. So in July, we're working on a margaritas and mariachis, where we're going to bring in a bunch of Norteño bands and food trucks and all different flavored margaritas, have a lot of fun. And Labor Day weekend, we're going to do a I Love the 90s Festival with Vanilla Ice and Color Me Bad and Rob Bass. We're just looking to really create that fun.
Yeah, a lot on the horizon.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting because you had mentioned the partnerships. And a big part of that, too, is something that I know you're a big proponent of, which is while people are here, while the casino is one of those things where I know you guys love to tout and for good reason, you don't have to leave because you have everything else here. You also say, but we encourage you to check out some stuff while you're here too. I know you're a big proponent of that.
Yeah. We all have to grow together. We're not going to have everything for everyone. And we know that. Mm-hmm. We encourage people to get out and experience Southwest Louisiana. Check out the food, check out the culture. It's going to drive you back. Yeah. We may miss out on 2-3 hours this trip, but we're going to make it up in the more trips that you come back. And so are the local businesses that are in the area. You know, I've got friends who own several local businesses, bars, restaurants, whatever. If they're doing well, so are we.
Yeah,
it's really a symbiotic relationship.
I was explaining that to someone where I said, you know, it makes sense that the casino resorts would love to have people experience the culture, because they know people want to have a casino trip, right? Like Jillian and I have said before, let's just go somewhere back when we lived in a city that didn't have a casino. Let's just go spend some time at the casino we want to. Well, what if we wanted to then go back because we wanted to go do X or Y and we stayed at the casino again? All of a sudden now, that's now two trips out of the love for one thing.
Yeah, you find fans of the whole area and that just keep coming back.
Well, and I think one of the things that, like, avid fishermen know, Big Lake is a great place to catch redfish and speckled trout and flounder. Other people may not know that until they visit Southwest Louisiana.
Sure.
So if you're a fisherman, if you're a hunter, there's a huge culture of that here. If you're into food, obviously we've talked about a lot about that today. There's a huge culture. Entertainment, music, anything that you really have an interest in, we probably have some sort of an offering for it that's probably going to draw you in.
How do you guys encourage guests to kind of venture out and see around?
Well, we have absolutely no problem making our suggestions of where people should go. If they ask any of our associates, hey, you know, I'm looking for a couple hours away from the casino, a day away from the casino, what should I do? You know, all of our associates are welcome to tell them, hey, you know, you should, if you want po' boy, you should really go check out Daryl's. If you want crawfish, you should go here. If, You know, go check out Seafood Palace. Go check out Steamboat Bill's.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage them to give those suggestions because a happy guest is more likely to come back to the area.
Obviously, L'Auberge has helped Lake Charles become what it is, has helped this entire area grow so much. Where do you see it going next?
We really want to step in and really give back to the city. And we have for 20 years, we've given back. I've got a whole list that would take me probably 45 minutes just to go through all the organizations that we've helped out. But I think one of the things that was really neat to me right after I joined, they had the Penn Leadership Conference at L'Auberge. And there's the big award is the Pennway Award. And that's for the property that has really gone out of its way to give back to the community. And L'Auberge was given that award. They tally up all the hours that the volunteer hours that our associates work, the donations, everything like that. And we were number one. And it wasn't really even a contest. We've also been given awards by Soella as an outstanding community partner, Family and Youth as the humanitarian of the year. When we go out to charity walks, we usually have the biggest team at the walk. And it's just really neat to see the casino giving back to the community. And I think that's really where we intend to go, is to really make sure that we're a good, solid community partner and support the community. Because if we do that, then the community is going to support us.
As a marketing guy, you understand how important the messaging is, right? When giving out that message to potential visitors, whether that be international, like Jason Josh, or our domestic ones, why should they choose L'Auberge and, on a bigger sense, Lake Charles as the next place to go?
I really think it comes down to the people. Not only have I worked in Louisiana, I've worked in Las Vegas, I've worked in Oklahoma, I've worked in Mississippi, I've worked in Atlantic City, and it always comes back to the people. I've moved back to this area 3 times, and I wouldn't do that if I didn't like the people that I interact with. It's hard to beat Southern hospitality, but if anywhere has done that, it's Southwest Louisiana. As far as L'Auberge, we will offer you all the games that you want. We will offer you any type of food that you want. We have everything from hot dogs and daiquiris in one of our venues to the best steaks that you can get around, including a flaming tomahawk ribeye if you check out the Josh and Jay segments. Watch out, it'll scorch your eyebrows, according to them. But there's literally something to do for everybody, no matter what you're into.
Yeah.
The only thing we don't have is traffic jams and giant skyscrapers and rude people, you know. Otherwise, we've pretty much got it all. And I think Lake Charles is absolutely the same thing. I've yet to go into any restaurant or talk to anybody who, you know, I've found to be off-putting, I guess would be the best way. Everybody's so welcoming. Everybody, the first time I moved here, which was when I lived in Sulphur and I worked at Delta Downs, I was here 2 days and I was invited to a party.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, didn't know what to expect, thought I wouldn't be talking to anybody. And it felt like I knew these folks for 20 years. Everybody's wanting to talk to me. And it's just the way of life that we have down here. It's like that. I think that's the biggest reason.
Well, Bobby said it. Come visit. All of our awesome people here.
Play in the playground.
Thanks again to Bobby for joining us here on this show. But the biggest thank you of all, you should know it by now, it goes out to you. Yes, you listening there on the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a rating or a review or a comment. We love those too. Just shoot us one of our many platforms, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you listen to podcasts, shoot it there.
You're so dramatic. All right. That, of course, helps us grow our audience or further share the unique experiences that Lake Charles and all of Southwest Louisiana has to offer. Go to visit lakecharles.org/podcast for more episodes, advice on where to eat, and events that are happening this weekend. I'm Jillian Corder.
This weekend?
This weekend.
Interesting. And I'm Brady Reynard. Thanks again for coming to play at Louisiana's Playground. Stay tuned.